Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I can't hear you because
good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. The call in number is 323-203-0815. That's what you dial to hop into the hot seat and get to talk to Dr. Pat Allen. Get your questions answered. I would love to thank the One Institute for bringing us to be with you each and every Thursday live, and LA Talk Radio for playing us all over the place on both stations. But you can only talk to us on Thursday, so get your dialing fingers going, because Dr. Allen, we are live on the air.
And I'm thrilled to be here.
Beautiful. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm thinking we've got a caller. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
I'm fine.
I have a question.
What is it?
Great. Okay, well, I've called in a few times, and I got the ring. I got a commitment. We didn't discuss the marriage thing yet. Okay, so a new thing happened.
Wait a minute. Has he started the sex thing?
Yes.
Has he started to ask for free sex?
We're in a committed relationship.
Okay, you've already got that. Okay, I didn't hear that.
Yes, we're in a committed relationship, but we didn't discuss the marriage thing yet. But we're monogamous.
You are not in a committed relationship. That's like saying to a car dealer, I'll bring you some money next month. You are
okay.
Not in a committed relationship unless you have a verbal agreement to be his monogamous, continuous girlfriend.
Yes, we had that conversation.
And you are aiming towards marriage.
That part, I didn't have the conversation.
Then you don't. That's you going in with $100, seeing if you can get a car dealer to give you a car for $100.
Okay, so I'm going to have that conversation this weekend because it's going on three.
Before he puts his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina. Because you know what happens in your body when he does that?
We get bonded. Yeah.
Do you know what he, your body.
Yeah, I'm married to him, exactly.
Yes, what you are is your pituitary produces and gushes oxytocin, which can bond you to his body like cocaine for up to 2 years.
Okay, well,
Pat Allen can't do anything about your body.
Okay, well, Dr. Pat, I do have a question.
Well, I had the answer there, and I'll see what your question is.
Well, he's been extremely good to me, generous.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. I think every trick should treat every whore wonderfully well.
Okay, well, this is what happened this weekend.
That's right.
Okay.
The beginning of your end.
Well, do you want to hear what happened?
Yes, I do want to hear it, as long as you're willing to listen to what I have to say.
I am willing to listen. So what happened was we went out to a restaurant, and I went to the bathroom. I come back, and he's very friendly. He's gregarious. So there was two couples at the other table. So the girl, she was married. The conversation went on forever with the girl at the other table.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because men want diversification in their sex lives.
Okay, so he went on and on. I don't care if
I know that, dear. I'm telling you, I knew what your story was going to be. He's starting to collect his next harem girl.
Okay.
Are you willing to go back to him and say, I made a grievous mistake when I started our committed relationship, and it's not your fault. I want you to know I will never have sex with you, and that's oral, anal, or vaginal, unless you and I are aiming towards marriage by the end of next year.
Okay. I'm going to say that the other thing that happened was, which I found very disrespectful, was the next day he met my aunt and my cousin.
Why should he meet them? He's not going to go to a wedding that's not taking place.
Okay. Well, when he was joking around, they were joking around about horoscopes, and he's a Leo fire sign, and we're all water signs. So he turned around and said, could put out his fire, all of us. And I found that to be so disrespectful.
Of who?
Of him saying that.
Wait a minute. Do you want to be disrespected or cherished?
Cherished.
Well, what you're talking about is respect. You want a grown man who's built to be polygamous by God. Science, he's built not to be married. Marriage is for women and children. It's not for men. The only reason men marry is so they can keep you away from another man. And the book on that is The Evolution of Desire by David Buss, B-U-S-S.
Okay.
Honey, you're a friend with perks.
Okay. Well, he has me on social media, pictures, and all this other stuff. We're together every weekend. But that incident last week, and the woman was married.
Honey, and the woman is not married. She managed to get him to sign, and she had to watch her guy fuss with you.
Right.
Did you have a conversation with him?
Well, I lost it. I got extremely angry afterwards.
Okay. Do you understand? Have you read Getting to I Do?
I didn't finish reading it.
What?
Well, I did read it before. I'm like halfway through right now again.
I got news for you. He's been into your body.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What do you mean, of course? I have women getting engaged, getting married because they're doing what I teach them to do, which is what I learned working towards my MFCC licensed marriage, family, child therapist. I'm a certified transactional analyst. Beware of your thoughts because they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character, masculine or feminine. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. You want to be a man? Then be generous with those cute little girls with dicks. But if you want to be married, you better be virtuous. I love it. There was a guy that wrote an ad in a dating service, wanted a Pat Allen woman. You want to be one of my women?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, then would you please know that you're supposed to say, I want monogamy, I want continuity, seeing you regularly, and I want us to be aiming towards marriage next year. Or I'm not letting you into my body and producing from the pituitary gushing oxytocin.
Now, would you do this in person or over the phone?
What?
With the conversation, you know, I know he's going to call later. Would you get it over with? Because I'm supposed to see him tomorrow and spend the whole weekend with him.
Well, you are? What are you going to do with this conversation with me?
Well, I'm going to tell him I'm aiming towards marriage towards the end of the year. I mean, if you're...
I will date you, darling. I will do everything except intercourse. I'll give you a hand job. I'll let you go down on me. No, I won't go down on you. You go down on me.
Right, and I should tell him I'm dating other men, too.
No, that's ending it with him. I didn't tell you to end it. I told you to date him.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I honor chemistry so much. I'll do almost anything to keep a man and a woman together with chemistry. And boy, in these last 3 or 4 months since I've been teaching my classes, which I hope Kelly or Sue will advertise, I want you to know I'm amazed how many girls got engaged. I'm amazed one girl and her boyfriend that she met actually got pregnant and always wanted a baby, and now nature gave them one.
Well, that's great. That's great. That's successful.
Well, then why are you calling me when I'm telling you how to be virtuous? Look, men have to have a woman in their life when they're old, 60s and 70s. If they don't have a woman, it could be a daughter, could be a caregiver. If they don't have a woman caring for them when they're old, they die. And if they try to date young women, the young women inevitably go with a better guy, and he has a Takotsubo cardiomyopathy heart attack, which is a broken heart symptom. Do you remember in Texas where they shot all the kids and the two teachers?
Yes.
What happened to the husband of one of the teachers?
Oh, I don't know what happened.
He died of a Takotsubo cardiomyopathy heart attack 2 days after she died. Men, do you know? Do you know that men try to avoid marriage because it's responsibility, so they can freely use women for sex? And if you want to read,
oh, I know that.
Well, I'm going to give you my last book, A Man's World and a Woman's Universe, by me. That's everything I teach is in that book. Am I making an impression on you, or are you saying
yes,
that's
you made an
lady?
Impression. You made now. You made an impression. I'm ready to say the. I got everything else, but I didn't mention the marriage thing. I have to say it, or else, what's the point?
You're not kidding.
But I'd rather, if he says no, I'd rather date him and date other people. I don't want to be committed to him.
Well, then be a lesbian.
No. I don't want to be a lesbian.
Do you want to be a friend with perks?
No, I don't.
Do you want to be a sex worker in a bungalow? And remember, prostitutes do not kiss their tricks. They do everything but kiss, because kissing is making love.
Right. Well, hopefully next week I'll give you an answer what went down with this conversation.
Well, I'm only telling you the truth, and I'm telling you to keep you with him, not to get rid of him.
Yes. So I won't break out, but I'll just tell him, you know, I can't have intercourse.
No more intercourse unless you're engaged.
Right, unless I'm engaged. I do have a ring on my finger, but
well,
it's not engagement.
Well, change the name of it from promise ring to engagement ring. There is no legal power in a promise ring or an engagement ring.
Mhm. All right,
I
Dr.
pray
Pat.
That you. What?
No, I thank you. I'm gonna take your suggestion and you know have the talk with him.
I love it, and please call back and tell the results.
I will.
And remember the following thing. Remember this: give him 8 weeks of hating you for cutting him off, because if he misses you enough, and when he calls you, if you treat him nicely, he'll think about the lesson he made wrong.
All right, Dr. Pat, thank you so much.
Honey, don't predict. I have men that change into good men overnight.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Call back.
I will.
Bye. Promise.
I promise.
Good.
All right. Bye. Thank you, callers, so much. Bye-bye. Okay. 323-203-0815 is the number to call. Caller, you are live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi. I have a question. I'm engaged to a man. We've been together a year. And
Good.
And he just left for a week to be with his mother, and his mother didn't want me
that
to go.
That means he'll be there for you when you're old.
Um, but his mother didn't want me there. So I found that a little insulting.
Who cares if she didn't? He took care of his mother, and that was an example of his manliness.
Okay, that's why I fell in love with him, was because I felt good around. That's why I fell in love with him, was it seemed like he had a good heart.
Are you falling out of them because he went to visit his mother?
No, I'm falling out of love because now I want to have a man who's more intelligent than him. And I've switched.
He's stupid for being good to his mother?
Yeah. No, he's stupid in other ways. He doesn't have any money or any...
Wait a minute. Do you want to get laid intelligent or paid? Everybody's got a motive for marriage. They either want to get laid sexually or paid financially. Which do you want?
Well, I guess I switched because I went from getting laid to now getting paid. So
I know that, dear. Switching. Did you happen to know that?
Yes.
Okay, when are you going to change that one?
Well, that's my question. That's not fair to switch.
What did you ask him? Honey, I can't be with you. You're too poor. You're nice to your mother and you're nice to me, but you ain't rich, bitch.
Well, there's other things as well. He doesn't have any friends. I find that bizarre. I've never met one friend in a year.
Wait a minute. How does he treat you, like a friend or an enemy?
Well, he was treating me quite well for the year, and then.
But that's when you started being mad at him for not being rich, sexual, committed to you. Is that correct?
He's committed to me.
What's the problem?
The problem is, the first thing is, I did introduce him to all my family, my friends. He doesn't have any friends.
Wait a minute.
And then he insulted me in front of my brother. My little brother and he never apologized. He just ripped
and
insulted me. And
big deal. Let me ask you a couple questions about your mom and dad. Who's the head of the house at your mom and dad's place?
They were not together. So I was with my father.
Why aren't they together?
My mother was bored with my father and she wanted an intellectual man. Well, I guess he was intellectual, but I don't know.
Do you understand? Your mother gave up your father. How many kids are in the family?
There were two.
What was the other one?
A boy.
Is that boy a rich, gorgeous man?
No, he's a complete loser. Yeah, he's a loser.
So he's a drug addict. And when men drink and use drugs, they become women because it knocks out their intuition. And when women eat sugar, drink, and use drugs, they knock out their transmitters, their dopamine, their norepinephrine, and they actually become men. Do you understand that you're doing what your mother did? Is she happily married now?
She was happily married after, yeah.
Is she got a guy now?
Well, I mean, he died. I mean, it was years.
He died.
Like, it was, yeah.
How old was when he died?
I think he was like 75 or something.
Okay, and what did he die of?
Cancer.
Undergiving men, undergiving, stingy men are predisposed to cancer because of the stress of being with women that are gold diggers. And women who are overgiving, overcontrolling, are very susceptible to the stress of cancer. Have you had your cancer yet?
No.
Well, you're stressing. How old are you now?
I'm 55, and everything is telling me to break up with this guy, even though...
Wait a minute. Everybody is? Who's telling you to break up with this guy?
No, I'm telling myself. Because
And you're telling it because he's not rich. He's loving. He's cherishing.
He's loving.
But he's not rich.
He's not smart.
He is smart. He figured out how to get in your body. Is he a good lover? Is your body in love with his body?
Well, I'm not really high sexual. I have low drive.
What you're saying is you don't like men. You just like money.
Well, I like the being around the male energy, and I want to be with a man. But
I fully understand that, except that men are with women 9/10 of the time because they want sensual and sexual pleasure. Are you rich by any chance?
I'm richer than him.
Why don't you offer him the job of making your life worth living by paying him some money that he can spend on you?
Well, I have. I mean, I gave him my credit card, and that's it. I mean, he's been spending my credit card on.
Do you understand? Have you ever been in love with anybody?
Yeah, but they were intelligent people. They were highly intelligent, and this guy isn't.
Understand, but you've dated have you dated intelligent men?
I have some of them. The last guy before him, I felt lousy around him. So I decided I'm not going to go with intelligence. I'm going to go with whoever makes me feel good. So that's where I'm at.
But wait a minute. Feeling good is not money. Feeling good is being cherished by a nice person. You can buy a guy if you want one. Put an ad in the paper and say, wanted, toy boy for bored woman.
Well, I want an intelligent man now. I guess I did a switch. I decided... I want someone who's smart. I don't want to be, you know...
If a man is smart, he's definitely not going to be with you because you want to use him for his money. He will promise you sex and love and leave.
Well, that has been my experience in the past. Yeah.
I know that, dear. So why have you read Getting to I Do yet?
Yes, I have.
Do you want to be cherished or respected for your money?
I want to be cherished.
If you want to be cherished, you have to respect him, whoever him is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Men cannot turn on unless they're respected. I'm telling you the secret of life.
And I always was very respectful to him. I am very, you know, always like do everything. What do you think? You know, all that. And I very.
What just, you like is you like rich men that make you look good.
I don't even care if they're rich. I just want someone that is intelligent. It doesn't matter if he's rich or not. And
honey, if you want a good man, respect the one that's with you.
Okay.
Would you respect him this week and see what he does? Because a well-respected man will do whatever it takes to keep you.
Well, in your book, you had said that, can I ask him, it would be nice if you got a job, and can I ask him that? Can you?
What you can say is, I want to ask you for a favor. Are you willing to hear me? These are my tools. What would he say? Would he listen to your question?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Okay, you would then say, thank you for listening. When is it most convenient to hear my request? Would he say now?
Yeah. Yes, now. Mm-hmm.
Then you would say to him, these are my tools, and they're in the book. Well, they're in Getting to I Do, and they're also in Man's World, Woman's Universe. Anyway, you would say to him, I really appreciate your kindness, your gentleness, but I have difficulty respecting you as a husband, and I want to be married to a successful man. So I'm going to give you from now till January 1 to impress me with your new job, or I'm leaving.
Okay.
Are you willing to draw the boundary?
Yes, I think that's exactly what I want, because
that's what I gave it to you, because your mother gave it to you by example, and I'm giving it to you by teaching you how to ask for it.
I have asked before, and he said, well, I wouldn't have as much time to spend with
then
you.
Then say goodbye. The next word is next.
Mm-hmm. Well, because he's very lazy and it's a turnoff.
Honey, that's because you don't set boundaries.
Okay.
So say to him, I appreciate your gentleness, niceness, but I want security. So you have till January 1 to impress me with your new money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's good, because then it's on him. So that's good.
That's what you say to him, as well as because you're his girlfriend, make love to him and see what he does by January 1.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good. I wish you well. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller. All righty. Well, Very exciting. 323-203-0815. Call it, man. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Shake it out. What's your question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I'm feeling better about my broken wrist. I'm getting better.
Oh, no, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I tripped on a cornerstone, you know, on a sidewalk.
Oh, boy. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry to hear that, but it sounds like you're on the mend.
Oh, yeah. I have a blue cast on my left hand. I'm not a left-hander, so it didn't interfere with my walking, my brains, or my right hand. So I'm doing fine. I've never damaged my body like this, but, you know, I'm going to be more careful.
Yeah, that's amazing. You went so long without breaking something. That's incredible.
Yeah, you know I'm 88 years old.
I'm aware of that. Heck, I was impressed when you were in your early 80s when you were still doing the show in person.
Yeah, that's true. But now I'm doing it on the podcast route. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Did you get your date? Did you get your kiss? What did you do?
Okay, so I reached out to her about getting together this weekend, but I haven't heard back from her. But in the meantime, I connected with somebody else. Right. And I know sometimes she can get back to me slower rather than quicker. But in the meantime, I have set a tentative date, but I think I'm going to confirm it tomorrow with another woman who likes to play tennis. And I definitely would love to have somebody to play tennis with consistently. It's funny because both of them live very close to each other, but she seems ready to go on Sunday. So it sounds like, at least I have a number one and number two, and the number two might turn into a one.
You know what? Your last thought at the last show, because you're one of our regulars, was that you have a woman that lives closer to you, and within 1 week, the gods, the saints, reality have given you that person.
Right. I connected with her and now we exchanged phone numbers and talked and we'll see. I mean, I know that, having somebody to play tennis with is a good place to start.
Plus, I know some restaurants around there,
but I still have some other things. I met a couple of people out in public. One, oh my goodness, you know, she's very attractive, but she said some things that, that I didn't think that I could match up with long term. But she definitely seemed interested in talking again. But there were a couple things in there that, again, that's fine and wonderful for her, but they're not necessarily things that I want.
I didn't know that perfect human being was a criteria for you.
No, but I would like somebody to be able to go to similar restaurants to, and I wasn't getting that indication from her. But who knows? We may talk again. We did have a nice first conversation.
Are you wanting her to chase you? Do you want to be cherished or respected?
I definitely want to be respected, but I didn't see compatibility.
What was incompatible? She ate food. That's what they do in restaurants.
Oh, right.
She's got
but
a
she
body.
Would
that's
only
what
eat
you
a,
use for sex.
She would only eat a certain kind of food, and my thing is much more broad than that. So the idea of,
having me that she has to eat what you eat, or she's not eligible for sex?
No. I didn't say that.
Well, you implied it because you said she doesn't eat my food, so we're not compatible.
There were some other things. There were some other things too that I didn't
like
agree
what?
With. But
she lives closer. That was
she
a
does.
Big thing
she
last
does live
week.
Close by. Yes, this woman lives even closer.
That's what I'm saying.
Because, yeah, this new potential person. So we'll see. I didn't ask for her number, but we may run across each other. So I can leave it up to the universe to decide if that happens or not.
Okay, but you're going to give her a couple of dates, aren't you? Are you going to give her 3 to 4 dates?
Oh, well, it all depends if I run into her again or not, because I don't have her phone number.
Oh, I see.
I'm deciding if even if I did have her phone number, if I'd want to ask her out.
You know what? You're at the beginning stages of the perfect period, which in 3 months will be the imperfect period, which in 6 months will be the negotiating period, which will end up with a wedding in the fourth 3 months.
With which one? I'm not sure. It was funny. I was talking to somebody at work about that, who was starting to have some issues after the first 3 months of knowing somebody. And I'm like, hey, you're right where you're supposed to be. I suppose you're right where we all are at that time.
That's exactly right. Everybody's doing the best they can in the first 3 months, which may be way over their skills. Everybody's going to demonstrate their imperfection in the second 3 months, because that's what familiarity does. Everybody is going to make an effort if they're chemically attracted to each other. They're going to make an effort to negotiate during the third 3 months. And in the fourth 3 months, you're going to decide if the person is 51% valuable.
Now,
51% is not a lot, but if on the worst day you can remember why you're with this person, that person is worth more dating.
That certainly makes sense, and I've been listening to you say that for years, and I certainly believe in it. And then what else? And then also somebody who's resistant to, like I told you about the woman with the kiss, and then, you know, other situations regarding sex. I mean, waiting can also be regarding them holding their virtue too, isn't it? Isn't that part of it? Like that instinctual drive?
Monogamy, continuity, and long-term goals are the three basic assets for a relationship of love, sex, and building.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, I subscribe to that, thanks to you.
Okay, so what are you going to do this week?
Well, it looks like I will probably be on a tennis date on Sunday. And then that's what it looks like will happen. I told her that I would confirm, so I will probably confirm with her tomorrow. Although today I'm going to reach out to the one, the kissing one, and
are you going to ask for that kiss?
Well, first I have to have the date to do it in person. I'm not going to have that conversation on the phone. That'll be something that
I understand
the next time we get together.
Good. The next time you're together, you're going to ask her for an affectionate kiss as a way to show affection.
Yes. I'm going to, you know, I know you talk about the two strokes, and I don't know if the kiss would necessarily be considered a kick, but I already have an idea of what I would say in the appreciation department and then say that and what, and then are you comfortable with that? And then, you know, I know you talked about putting the boundary on the end of it. If she says no, so, you know, we'll see what, happens. But I think no matter what happens,
you know
what? It'll be skill building for me to do it.
Absolutely. I love what you're doing and growing.
Yeah, well, hey, that's my goal and why I'm grateful to be able to, you know, call you, because you're certainly a big part of it.
Good. I will continue to do so as long as I live.
Well, good. Yes, because I'm not ready to go without your valuable consultations for quite a while. So I'm glad you're on you're healing up and on the mend.
Good. Excellent. Call again.
All right, I will. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye, caller. Thank you. Okay. Hey, everyone. Don't forget, we do groups. And if you want to get on that waiting list, you got to reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com. Hello, caller. You're live on the air because you dialed 323-203-0815. Do you have a question?
I do. Pat, a gentleman met me just a few days ago. I was eating a meal by myself at a restaurant, and he came up to me in very classy gentleman way and asked me for my phone number.
That is, oh my God, that's wonderful. That happened to me once. I was having dinner with a boyfriend type that did become a boyfriend. And a man came up that lived in New York and said, when you're done with him, I'm over there.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
Isn't that great?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I love it, too.
Yes. So this alpha wasted no time and wanted to see me as soon as the next day. I said yes. He was really great. Just a good man. The one thing that he did share, which is really interesting, is a year and a half ago, he was in a car accident.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happened to his body?
Oh, well, here's what happened. They actually pronounced him dead, and then the trauma surgeons kept working on him, and they brought him back to life.
God bless him. I've had a couple of clients that happened to.
Really?
It's a miracle.
Well, the hospital has a picture of him on the wall saying he is a miracle patient, that there's no explanation for how he is alive.
So is he not able to talk? Is he not able to relate?
No, he's perfectly fine. He doesn't have full mobility of his neck, but he hikes. He's perfectly fine. It's literally a miracle.
Oh, he's fine? You can date him and talk to him?
Yes.
Wonderful.
So my first question is, he said that his friends and family are concerned about PTSD from the accident. But he says he doesn't have any symptoms, that he's fine. Do I need to be worried about anything? Can something come up in the future? What does that look like for someone that's experienced such a severe trauma?
So he doesn't know how to date?
No, he's an extraordinary dater. I've never been treated so good in my entire life. I have two concerns. One is he was in a coma for 3 weeks and needed to rehab in a wheelchair. I'm concerned about PTSD, that rearing its ugly head sometime in the future. Is that a possibility?
What? Say it again.
So PTSD from the accident, I'm worried about that showing up in the future in our relationship from the accident.
And what are the symptoms?
He says he doesn't have any.
Well, what's wrong with him saying that?
Nothing. That's actually beautiful. The level of the accident was so extraordinary. I would just assume
so
that
maybe,
somebody would ask.
Maybe he was blessed with the miracle.
Got it.
I'm hearing you say he can't possibly be a good human body with that accident, and I'm not going to take a risk on him being a miracle accident. Is that true?
Yes, I have a lot of fear coming up with this man.
Well, your fears are turning into action.
Yeah, I'm...
The action is I don't want him. He's not compatible. Were you
like
raised to suffer?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, so you've read the book. You were not raised to suffer by Blake.
No, but that sounds like a great book that I can get.
Did your mother teach you or your father? Who was
my mother
in your family?
My mother.
Well, she's your role model. So do you want to be like your mother?
Absolutely not.
Then would you be willing to get an envelope and on the outside of the envelope write God's envelope?
Ooh.
And every time something nice comes your way, write it on a piece of paper and put it in that envelope until you believe in God and miracles that you experience.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing? Because what you sound like to me is a norepinephrine addict. You know what norepinephrine is?
Yes, I was diagnosed as that years ago, and I've been working my way out of that and healing that.
Okay. Norepinephrine is chemistry in your body that nature uses to bring you off of the ceiling of fear, scare, to keep you in reality. But you use it as a way to keep you away from happiness. You're afraid. You know what it's like? It's called sick people, broken people, imperfect people are honest human beings. But people that survive accidents, have jobs, are able to date, are liars, and it will show up right away.
Oh, so, well, he said last night, my goal is to make...
Would you please get the book, You Were Not Raised to Suffer?
Of course, that sounds amazing.
Do you have that book now?
No, I'm so glad I called in. That's a great suggestion.
That book is by the author Blake, B-L-A-K-E, D as dog, Bauer, B-A-U-E-R. You were not born to suffer.
And this is how right you are. Yesterday he told me that his goal is to make every day of mine better than it was the day before.
Is that not a positive goal?
And he has literally made every day of my life better than the day before since I met him.
But you know he's lying. Oh. Because you're a pain addict. There's a book about this, Taste for Pain, by, let's see, the name of the girl, Taste for Pain.
Is it Leonard?
I'm getting it. I'm walking across my room.
We both have it.
And it's, okay, I'm digging my book out.
It's an extraordinary book.
Mary Marcus.
Oh, yes. The two M's.
Marcus.
Maria Marcos.
So if you're going to continue to produce norepinephrine in your body, I guarantee you a horrible life.
Exactly, which is why I'm allowing him to just pamper me like crazy. I'm going to work through this.
But are you willing to start a God gift envelope?
Well, with this man around, that envelope is going to explode in no time.
I've got news for you. Nothing's going to explode. It's just going to evolve. You have
good days, and
you have bad days. But if you have faith, they roll over. Whenever something nice happens to me, I say, thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
You see?
Absolutely.
And it's amazing how many things I have to thank for.
Yeah, me too.
So
I've been on a roll lately.
Are you willing to believe in positive with this man?
100%. My next question was going to be, and now that you've just explained this to me so well, this may be a norepinephrine addict question, but I was originally going to ask, before you explain this beautiful thing to me, that is it a red flag that can someone give too much? So I've only known him such a short period of time, and I literally receive gifts every day. We've already booked out 2 trips this month. He's paid for all of these beautiful things.
He's a liar, isn't he?
Oh, okay. I get it. I get it.
Got it. I want you to practice saying thank you. Appreciate his healthiness.
Yes, he's a very, he's actually probably the first healthy alpha I have met.
I know that, and you called me out of all the people you know, and I spotted it and gave you the connection to your negativity, which you were taught as a child, and you practice nicely, horribly. When I want you to act as if you were born to enjoy life.
Yes. After 2 dates, he already wants to take me off the market. He wants to take me off the market. He wants us to be in an exclusive, committed, monogamous
relationship. Why don't you get engaged? Why don't you get engaged and build a relationship with him around my book, Getting to I Do?
I feel engagement's too soon for me.
What?
I feel like engagement is too overwhelming and too soon for me.
Well, then why don't you have a car accident and enjoy your norepinephrine?
Oh my gosh, you're so right. Oh.
So are you going to be negative? You have a right to be negative. I gave you a book by Mary Marcuse, Taste for Pain.
Yes, you're so right. No, I'm done with that. I'm so done with that.
Are you willing to change to a dopamine? I'll give you a book for dopamine. Do you want one for dopamine?
Yes, yes, I want that one.
Okay, here's one. It's called Dopamine, Finding Balance in the Age of Indulgence. You know how people binge on dopamine? They drink, they eat, they steal, they screw. This book is called Dopamine Nation, and it's by a lady doctor named Anna Lemke, L-E-M-B-K-E-M-D, and it's about living in balance. Nobody has all pleasure, and nobody has all pain. Life is designed by God, by nature, to roll over so that you learn how to live a balanced life. And it says, finding balance in the age of indulgence. That's binging.
Wow.
Got it?
Yes, he gave you a compliment last night, even though he doesn't know you. We were sitting across from the dinner table, and he said, I have never met a woman like you, and I've been all over the world and have met thousands and thousands and thousands of women. He said, you're respectful to me. You're feminine. You have an energy about you. And you make my heart pulse and my chest raise as a human. So I know you talk a lot about heart and Takasugo.
What I
and all
hear
of that.
Is, he never used my name, but he contacted somebody who has learned about positive and negative living. And I'm one of them. I'm 88 years old. When I was 35, I weighed 205 pounds. I was a practicing alcoholic. I had plowed through men, married four. My blood pressure was 250 over 148. That's what I was at 35. This morning I weighed 115, and I have boyfriends, and I have life. And I told you the story of every time something nice happens to me, I say, thank you, God. Okay?
You got it.
So you called me, and I'm teaching you what I've done to be me.
I love it. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Call again. Call again.
I will. I will update you because I... Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 323. 203-0815 is the number to call.
Hello, you can tune in. I'm not available.
No, you're giving us your voicemail. We don't want to talk to your voicemail. We want to talk to you live on the air and in the hot seat. So get in our queue and wait for us to call you back. You may not recognize the number, but answer it anyway. Okay, info@drpatallen.com is how you reach out to get on our waiting list. October is plum full, but November's coming. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Thank you so much for patching me through, and thank you for taking my call, Dr. Allen.
For calling. If you didn't call, if nobody called, we wouldn't be here.
Well, I appreciate you, and I learned so much from the other callers. So I hope that, you know, my situation can help others too. I was mated for 1 year, then we broke up, and then we were married for 7, and I divorced him in 2021 because I was a narcissistic male. I have seen the errors of my ways. I made an amends to him through a 12-step program, and he wants to get back together. The problem is he is in the pornography industry, not as a performer, but as a director and as a producer. I know John Gray has very specific views about how pornography can negatively impact the intimacy and relationships. My husband claims that, you know, he's focused on the filmmaking and it has nothing to do with the women, but he has to select women based on their sexuality. And the reason I divorced him is because after I castrated him, he started messaging other women online.
Do you want to hear my opinion? Do you want to hear my opinion of pornography?
Yes, and the impact. Yes, I do.
Pornography is a replacement for multiplicity in sexuality. God never created a human man or a human woman monogamously. We want diversity. We like diversity. And when we are sinners or we are lonely, we get out there and get lovers, stack them up. So I choose to believe I would rather have a man or a woman looking at pictures of sexual people and bodies and all of that than screwing them.
Well, when you put it that way, I would too.
You were what?
I said, when you put it that way, I would rather have that too. I was just concerned that maybe his sexual energy or attention was always going to be looking at other women because this is what he does for a living.
If he doesn't touch them, what damage is done?
Well, none, I guess.
What?
I guess there isn't any damage other than to my pride and ego and wanting to be the only one he has eyes for.
Oh, really? You want that much control over his eyes, his body, his penis, his brain? Why don't you just let him be himself as long as he's moral, ethical, and legal? I've never seen anybody go to jail for looking at a naked lady in a book.
And filming them having sex?
What?
He films them having sex. He's a director.
No, dear. When he's filming, he's taking pictures of people doing things that he's not doing.
That's true. Yes.
I do not consider looking as bad as touching. I was speaking to a man this morning, and he has a wife that says, do whatever you want to do, but don't have a relationship with her. What kind of a relationship can a man have with the lady in a picture?
None, but he can have relationships with actresses that are on set that are flirty and
no,
sexy.
No. You have to get a detective to follow him to prove with pictures and recordings that he's been with a foreign woman and you've got pictures of it. I do not believe in anything that is not backed up with pictures, podcasts, evidence.
Well, that brings me to another question. We were trying to, he was messaging women, you know, sexually outside of the marriage. When we were married, and I told him that I didn't like that.
That's vasopressin. Do you know what vasopressin is?
No. What is it?
Vasopressin is a male gene hormone, which if he's born without it, he cannot be monogamous. He constantly wants changes. If he has it, he can be monogamous. And here's the killer. I read in my science magazine that they're now in certain laboratories taking blood tests of little baby boys to see if they have vasopressin in their body. Because if they don't have vasopressin, they need to be given shots by the age of 3, or these men cannot be monogamous. They have to fuck, they have to make love, they have to have sex with multiple women. So what they do is people that do pictures are trying to stay within the boundaries of morality.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
I know
and
that,
so,
dear.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling you, because I can't sort through it with all the emotions. And when we were married, and you know, we're trying to work things out because we love each other. We've known each other since 2010. I was checking his phone and his emails and his messages, and that's how I caught him.
And you divorced him, didn't you?
Yes. After the sixth time.
Honey, your judgment got rid of a man. Was that man 51% valuable to you?
Yes, he's a good man, but could you explain what the 51% is? Because I go back and forth. I was in so much emotional pain.
I'm telling you that when you divorce a man because he looks at pictures in magazines, he's better off without you.
And messaging the other women, though, telling them how sexy they were, how he loved these parts of their body, and all kinds of things, all kinds of messages.
Exactly how much do you enjoy not having him?
I miss him because I think if I hadn't castrated him during our marriage, maybe he wouldn't have messaged those other women. Maybe I had
got
a big
news
part
for
of
you.
That.
If somebody came to you and said, I'm going to divorce my husband because he looks at dirty magazines. That's what you did.
Yes.
Could you write him a high bye letter? Is he single? Are you single?
Yes, I made an amends to him, and he wants to work things back out with me.
Well, then why don't you work it out? But let him have his magazines.
But can he write messages to these other women and tell them he loves the way their pussy looks and the way their butt looks?
I got news for you. What he can't do is put his penis in her mouth, anus, or vagina.
Okay.
Monogamy, continuity, longevity. Longevity is marriage. Monogamy is don't put your penis inside of other women. And continuity is not divorcing him, but dating him and relating to him.
Well, what can I do? What do I do if he messages another woman and starts
you can say
flirt?
As long as you don't touch her, talk.
Really?
What?
No, I'm surprised by that because the messaging, I just felt so, I guess I felt disrespected. I didn't feel cherished.
What's wrong with what I said? You're lonely. He wants to work it out. He looks at magazines for ladies that turn him on. He's probably deprived of vasopressin, which is a medical problem that they haven't got solved yet. But they're working on it. So why don't you enjoy him as long as he doesn't stick his dick in a woman's mouth, anus, or vagina?
I can do that, and I should not monitor his phone and his messages then?
No, dear. No, dear. Your gut will tell you when he's unfaithful, because he'll have to be with her, and you can hire a detective to track him down.
Okay, so I just focus on keeping my side of the street clean and treating him with respect.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And he's 57, so there's that andropause thing too. Is there anything that I should be doing as it relates to that?
Men over 40 need cherishing. Their testosterone is going down, and the estrogen in their body is impacting their brain. They need to be cherished and respected both.
Both.
You were okay. Righteous.
Yes.
I'm going to divorce you because you look at women in magazines. That's not very smart.
No, I didn't like him interacting with them and messaging
them.
Honey,
you wanted to be his mother, not his wife, so there you are. You're not his mother, you're not his wife, you're just a lonely old lady.
Well, I don't want to be, because he is a sweet person, and he's, you know, in all other respects. He's a very, very kind person. He's a wonderful
honey,
man.
I'm telling you, I hear that he's a feeling-centered. Everybody's masculine. Everybody's feminine. Except women like you, who are so masculine, you literally believe you can remold people into your shape. Do you know the Serenity Prayer?
Yes.
God, grant you the serenity to accept the things you cannot change, other people. God, grant you the courage to change the thing yourself in you. God, grant you the wisdom to know the difference between changing them and changing you. I'm 51 years sober.
I'm 18.
Pardon?
I'm 18 years sober.
Well, then why don't you sober up sexually too?
It looks like I need to. I thought he was wrong.
He's not wrong. He's an individual with a scientific taste that he doesn't have the ability to produce vasopressin. That's what my professional belief is. He sounds so loving that I believe he knows how to love, but his body says, I just want to have sex.
Yeah.
Got it?
I got it. Thank you so much for the clarity, Dr. Allen. I'm looking forward to scheduling a life script with you. I've reached out to
Good.
Sue.
You know what? Doing a script with me is finding out what your church, what your government, what your family, what your neighbors taught you that's got you calling people like me.
Well, I'm sure it'll be incredibly insightful. There's only so much I can get out of an inventory with a sponsor.
Honey, the man still loves you, and he wants you back.
He does, yes.
And anytime you and he want to be on this program, I'll work with the two of you on the podcast.
Oh, he would be very open to that. He loves how I'm communicating with him now, he said. He loves it. It's all I
Are
use
you
what
doing
is in your
Pat
book.
Allen?
Oh yes, I make appointments. Yeah, I make an appointment with him and ask him if he would be willing to hear what I have to say.
My God,
and
my God, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, he really liked it. So,
you get your future husband on the radio show, on the podcast?
Okay. I'll get him next week and we'll call in together.
That's what I said.
I would love that. I would love that. There's all kinds of things. I don't know if we should be sexual yet. I don't know if I should require him to date me. I don't know how to do any of this getting back together.
Darling, we will give you a few minutes. We're not giving you the whole show.
Okay.
All right.
Then we'll call you back next week.
Good.
Thank you, Dr. Allen. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you,
I'm
caller.
Only telling,
so
I'm
good.
Only telling. I'm only telling the truth scientifically. That's all I'm doing. I'm not a moralist. I'm a therapist.
Hello? All righty. So I think we've got a new caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Do you have a question?
Yes, I am. Hello, Dr. Allen and Kelly. I called a couple of weeks ago about my on and off relationship.
Wait a minute. You sound sleepy.
Oh, okay. Is it
better? Speak more clearly.
Is this better?
What?
Is this better?
Okay.
Hello?
So what is it you want to ask me?
Yes, I called once before about my on and off relationship with a married man of 25 years, our relationship. And you told me that I wanted to smell him rather than see him. And you told me to get these books, Wounded Woman, the Old Mistress to the Young Wife. I got them all that you said. My question is, I wrote him, I think, a hi-bye letter. And I would like to read it if I can.
You want to build a bridge with a man? Or do you want to end a man?
Bridge.
Do you want to get him back or do you want to get rid of him?
Get him.
You want to get him back?
Yes.
Do you know how to do a hi-bye letter?
I did it and I wanted to read it to you.
You want to do it again with this man?
Yes. I sent him a hi-bye text.
What is it you're calling me for today?
I want to read this text to you.
What?
I'd like to read the text.
Speak loud and clear.
Oh, God, I don't know how to speak loud and clear.
You're whispering.
Okay. Is this better?
What is it you want from me, loud and clear?
I want to read the text message I sent him, the hi-bye text.
You want to write a letter to him?
She wants to read you her hi-bye text. Caller, you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Caller,
thank you, Kelly.
Caller, you
read
need
it
to speak
out
up.
Loud.
Okay.
Please.
I am writing this. Okay. I am writing this text to share my thoughts and feelings regarding our relationship. I love the way you are concerned about my safety. I love the way you are easygoing and laid back. I love the way you care about your family and your brothers and sisters. I love your kindness and generosity. I love the way you listen to me and try to understand me. I love the way I feel protected when we are together. I love when we spend time together and the laughing and joking that we do. I love when we listen to old school music together. It's really painful not having you in my life as my husband. It's painful when you do not honor your word. It's painful not to talk on the phone but once or twice a month. It's painful that your main source of communication with me is text messages. It's painful that I am not a priority. It's painful that I am a mistress. It's painful that three times you have said you were coming to see me and you had three different reasons why you did not, could not follow through on your commitment. It's painful to feel that your behavior shows I am not important to you. I don't want to be alone. I want to be a wife to someone who loves and cherishes me. I want a husband to share experiences and grow old with. I want to know what a husband's unconditional love is, like in good times and not so good times. It's been about 25 years with us. It's time for me to move on and intentionally date so I can marry a man who wants to spend the rest of his life with me. It was nice seeing you in New York in June. I withdraw the invitation for you to see me. I will always love you, and I wish you well. Thank you for reading this text. If you want, feel free to respond. And he did.
That is a beautiful letter.
Thank you.
That is a beautiful letter.
Thank you.
Send it.
I did. He responded.
Oh, he did. Read the response. Read the response, please.
Okay. So he said, I love you so much. I'm going through a lot of things with Sophia, that's his wife, and Omari, his son. Please don't leave me again. Reading your text, I know how you feel, and I have tears in my eyes because you are hurting, and that is the last thing I want to do to you. I love you, and I do want to be in your life for the rest of my life. Only, Nisi, only if you know how much I love you. You would be afraid of me. When you went to school and didn't keep in touch with me, everyone around the neighborhood saw how lost I was. They said that I was a dog looking for his bone. When you left, I was traumatized. Don't do it to me again. I want you to be mine. If you say no, I'll be that bum on your doorstep. Love me. I'm just afraid of what you did to me the last time. Do you really love me, or is there something else eating at you? Tell me the truth. I can take it. I'm going through a lot with these two, his wife and son. I'm going through a lot because of you. I stopped caring. You are on my mind. That's it.
That's beautiful. Do you want to negotiate with him?
I did. He came to visit last week. He stayed for 6 days. I did not have sex with him. There was no penis.
You already negotiated?
No. Well, I told him what I was looking for. I did tell him.
What?
I said monogamy. I told him what I was looking for. Monogamy, continuity, and long-term commitment that leads to marriage next year. And I didn't have sex with him, so he couldn't commit to any of that. So we didn't have sex.
So he couldn't negotiate with you?
Right.
And he said goodbye?
No, he didn't say goodbye. He said, I'll see you soon.
Well, that's called goodbye. Because he didn't say, I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. He lives in another state. He doesn't, we have talked since.
Well, then, would you please write him, when am I going to see you to get this handled?
Okay.
He's delaying a date.
Okay. So what am I getting handled?
What are you doing for him?
No, what am I getting canceled? Because we're not having sex, so we're not doing that. We didn't do that.
Wait, do you respect him or don't you?
I do.
You said he was kind.
Yes.
What is missing in him?
Well, he's still married. That's number one.
What?
He's married.
Is he married to somebody else?
Yes. Yes.
Legally married?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want to be his mistress?
No.
Then who cares when he's going to see you?
Okay.
What I'm hearing is you gave him a chance to leave his... Is she a legal wife or just practicing?
No, she's legal. She's legal.
Well, then you and she are both the same.
Okay.
Monogamy, continuity, and long-term plan similarity. I don't hear long-term plan similarity. I hear love, I hear like, I hear lust, but I don't hear long-term.
Okay.
So I think you got rejected.
Okay.
But send him a note. Since you have not given me a date for us to negotiate, I take it that you don't want to, and I accept it. I will never speak or reach out to you again.
Okay.
Did you copy that down?
Nope, but I'll do it now.
Read it back.
Okay. I didn't write it down. You just say it again.
You didn't write it down?
No, ma'am.
He did not give you a date.
Okay.
What is your message to him?
Well, besides the text that I read in his response, I haven't said anything else other than that.
He what?
I haven't said anything else to him.
I'm hearing you avoid saying anything so you can have an excuse to reach out to him again.
No, I want you to repeat what you said about contacting him. I just didn't write it down. So would you repeat that so that I could send it to him and be done with it?
He is who he is and you love him as he is. Or you want to say to him, you have not made an appointment with me to discuss our solution. He's not married to the other woman anymore. He's married to you.
Okay.
Right?
He's legally married to her.
You're simply having a love affair with this man, and another woman is too.
Okay.
But he's not saying he's going to talk to you or date you or relate or negotiate. So I want you to send him a message. Since you have not set up a time to talk, I take it you don't want to. And I accept it. I will never reach out again. Are you going to send that or not?
Yes.
All right. That's the answer to that.
Okay. Thank you.
But the letter was beautiful.
Thank you.
But he doesn't want it.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay. www.drpatallen.com is where you sign up for our newsletter. Go to that page, scroll down, you'll see the sign-up area. Click it, and don't forget to look in your email to make sure we know your part. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
So my question is about strange communication I'm having with a man I met on a plane a few months ago.
What happened?
Okay, so I sat next to him, and as we were getting off the plane, he asked for my number, which I gave him.
Oh, good. And good.
And so, you know, he would reach out with a text once in a while. He didn't say much. He would just say, hi, how are you? I thought about you.
What he was doing was courting you.
Right. But then
he was triggering your brain into producing oxytocin so that he could put you on his list of to-do girlfriends. He wasn't very active.
Right.
He
wasn't asking
something.
So how long do you give them? Because I feel like I've given him
until
now.
You're bored stupid. Are you done with him feeling wise?
Yeah, it's bored me, especially.
Okay, are you gonna write a high bye letter to them?
I was thinking of writing the other one you usually mention.
No, this one is a goodbye.
Yeah, I wanted to just tell him that I appreciate
him. No, do you want me to help you do a hi bye?
I've written hi byes before.
What?
But yes, I can write a hi bye. I've done those before.
But that one, you don't know what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
Since you have not negotiated a relationship with me, I want you to know that until you do ask me to be your girlfriend, I'm not going to respond to your phone calls, your texts, your emails. I'm not going to respond to them. Are you willing to do that?
Yes, I like that. I like that very much. I like that. I like that structure that you mentioned.
Or you're going to enjoy his stroking. You're going to enjoy his calls and his emails and his texts.
So something else.
What?
Definitely, there's something else he kept doing. And that's what really bored me. And I just wanted to get an understanding of why he was doing that from you.
What is... He's doing it to trigger the oxytocin in your body to keep you aware of him in your life.
Okay.
He wants to turn your pituitary on to bond you to him. And you're bonded. I can hear it. You have chemistry for him.
Actually, no. He really... bored me with something else that he kept doing, which is
no, darling.
Question.
I want you to know your body likes him even when you don't.
Okay, well, that's fair. That's fair.
But you're mad at him because he doesn't come after you and get you.
I'm mostly annoyed or irritated. He would. Like the past month, he was doing this strange
thing.
But
do you understand? He doesn't want to show commitment to you.
Yes, I understand.
He just wants. I have a name for it. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Clit teasing. Do you know what the clitoris is?
Yes.
When a man wants to keep you interested, he agitates your clitoris with phone calls, texts, just to keep you creating oxytocin, little gushers.
And why? Okay, let me just tell you the strangest thing he would do. He would, I guess.
None of this is strange. I listen to this all day.
That's true. He would call, he would do these video calls, and he would not talk to me. He would just call me. I answer the call, and then
you
he
know
would tell
what
me
he
had to go.
He was triggering your oxytocin just by clit teasing your heart. He was
why would he do that?
Falling in love because he likes having women waiting for him.
Ah, okay, got it.
You're in his harem box.
Okay,
you're
so
one of
probably,
his girls.
I see. Well, it was fun for a minute, and then it got annoying.
It's
and
fun, and I even gave you permission to keep him as a distracting entertainer.
I would have kept him if he just texted, but then he started doing the weird three-second video
call. Honey, he doesn't want a committed relationship with you.
Okay.
But he likes the fact you're in line.
All right. And then he did something else that was strange. He told me that, so we're from the same hometown. And he's going to his hometown in a few weeks. And he thought that he sent me a text telling me that I'll be going home in a few weeks. Do you need anything I can bring back for you from home? I don't need anything, but I was just wondering, was that him wanting me to chase him?
That's him wanting you to help him love you.
Oh. Hmm.
He was talking to you as if he was your boyfriend. He's not your boyfriend. He's your clit teaser.
Okay. Okay, so just say no thanks to that offer.
What you say is, I want more than these calls and messages. I want to be your girlfriend.
Okay. Okay, I can.
Or I don't want to respond to you anymore. Let him know you're done.
Okay. I
All
will
right?
do that. I will do that. Thank you.
Good. Excellent.
Okay. Bye.
Well,
thank you, caller. Okay. We got another caller. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Yes. So I just got into a relationship. I met the guy a couple of weeks, what's quite new. And I found out that he's been in constant contact with his ex-girlfriend since they broke up a year ago. She moved away across the country a year ago, so they broke up. But they've been messaging on Instagram every day since then. And right before I was ready to ask him to stop contact with his ex and to part ways completely with the app.
Honey, he's a clip teaser.
Pardon?
He's stimulating you into thinking and gushing oxytocin over his calls.
Pardon? I'm having oxytocin over his calls?
You have lot what?
What did you say?
I said he's teasing you. He's testing you. He's triggering you to produce oxytocin to want him.
I thought the issue is he's still in contact with his ex.
Honey, you're calling me and you want to reach out to him, that's you chasing him.
Okay, but I thought my issue was he's in contact with his ex-girlfriend, and I'm his new girlfriend, and I don't like it.
I got news for you. He may have 100 girlfriends stashed away.
So what should I do if I don't like that he's in contact with his ex-girlfriend?
Are you not what?
What should I do if I'm not comfortable that he's in contact with his ex-girlfriend?
If you want to keep showing him how much you love him and lust him, then keep responding to him as if you like what you're doing.
Should I stop seeing him if he's in contact with his ex-girlfriend?
Honey, you have the right to let him tease you forever, ever. But don't hold your breath about getting married.
Okay, thank you.
What?
What should I do that I don't want him to be in contact with his ex?
Do whatever is comfortable. If you like having this rapport, then do it. But what's the purpose?
Okay, so you're saying there's no point if he's in contact with his ex-girlfriend.
He may have a dozen girlfriends. That's all I can say.
Okay, thank you, Dr.
Do you like what he does with you?
Yes, I do. He's a really nice person. I just don't like the fact that he's
okay,
still in contact with
him. Then please play emotional tennis with him for the rest of your life. If what he gives you is enough, it's enough. Is it enough?
He's great in other ways. He's consistent and reliable. And nice.
Is it enough?
No, it's not enough.
Then please do not call and ask about him. Please do not answer his calls to you because you're wasting your time.
Okay, thank you. So don't answer his call and don't text him anymore.
Okay. Get a man that wants you as much as you want him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you get that man, give us a call.
Okay, I'll stop texting him and I won't answer calls anymore.
I didn't hear that message.
She's gonna stop texting him. We're out of time. Thank you, caller. We're out of time. Dr. Pat, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments and contracts that you're willing to make and keep.
Fantastic. Hey, everybody. We will be back. Thank you, One Institute, for sponsoring us. Thank you, LA Talk Radio, for always being amazing and getting our callers to us. Until next time, be safe. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.